Welcome everyone to LA Band Chinese Theater. Got Chinese Political Theater here. Beautiful people and the premiere people of Star Wars Episode 7, The Force Awakens. God, it's a long fucking title. My name is Ray, I'm one of your hosts and I'm with Kicking Ass. Join here tonight with my brother Luke.
What's all this?
Oh, he's the people.
Chimney.
We have a massive show for you in store tonight. We are going to be talking about several trailers, including that wonderful Batman vs. Superman. Oh, don't throw shit at me. Just got that bag on. Jeez, the fans are reacting pretty badly. Oh, along with, of course, the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles trailer.
We'll review the last film of the Star Wars saga in the next 3 days. Return of the Jedi.
How weird is that say that? Second last out of the saga. Return of the Jedi.
I don't think there'll ever be a last film in the saga now.
But Luke, yes, we're here because we're here on the red carpet for the premiere of The Force Awakens. So we're looking at the fans. They're going silent. I'm crazy people here. And look, I think this is the first celebrity guest arriving right now.
Look, it's that guy with the mullet from Terminator 2.
Hey, dickhead. What are your thoughts on the new Star Wars movie and all the fans here?
Fuck you, you little dipshit.
Oh, look, I guess he's not too happy about watching the new Force Awakens.
Some people just don't get Star Wars.
It's amazing, he hasn't, even in the one movie, he still says the same line in real life.
He's still got that fancy wearing a yellow tank top. Premiere of
this film. I loved you as Jack Burton, by the way. Oh, wait, look, here he is. It's him. It's the pimp from the first Vacation movie.
Is he really famous?
Fuck your mama.
These people aren't very nice. I thought everyone was looking forward to this movie.
Oh, they are, but these are like the mediocre celebrities, too. You know? Yeah, but I guess they're just here to see the movie. You know, they don't have time for questions. You know? Oh, look, it's Rowdy Piper from They Live. Oh,
he's dead.
I know.
They Live, he's dead.
Well, he maybe the aliens to go read his body. Rowdy, get your ass over here with some questions asking.
I heard you weren't doing very well at all. In fact, one could say you were dead.
You're okay. This one, real fucking ugly.
Hey, fuck off, Rowdy. Go back to your grave where you belong, you bastard. These people are getting worse and worse, Luke. They're horrible.
How about this old slut? Hey, old woman, what are your thoughts about Batman versus Superman trailer?
Made me so sick.
I totally agree with you, but some people like it.
You enjoy growing up every 5 minutes, blonde?
Wise woman, they're wise woman, I must say. I'm starting to get... We're getting a little better with all these interviews.
Where did you learn your trade, you stupid fucking cunt? You idiot.
Dude, these Star Wars fans are terrible.
They're terrible. These famous people are crazy.
Insane. Oh, what? Look, do you hear the music? It's time that people... Sorry, we have to cut this intro short. We're off to watch the premiere for The Force Awakens. Woo! In the cinema we go. Alright, move over. God, cinema's packed.
Who would have thought?
Sold out. It was like the Gremlin screening of Snow White.
What's George Lucas staring down?
Oh, just eat someone's popcorn.
He doesn't look too forward to this. And still, even in the big premiere like that, he's still got his lumberjack shirt.
Never has any style, never has some. Oh, it's Disneyland. Oh, this must be it. Oh, can't wait. A long time ago. Oh, it's beautiful, beautiful. What?
It's bloody episode 2 all over again.
Fucking Disney turned into a goddamn musical. Typical bastard, fucking mouse.
Johnny Williams, hit the drum.
Kick ass! Kick ass! Kick ass!
Yeah, no one's gonna kick my ass.
Oh.
This drink's no good. Must be the Sydney in me.
This is going to be the longest intro we've ever done because it is now an hour and a half later and we're finally starting.
I'm just a disaster. Aren't some friends fucked? Seriously.
Yeah, it's not going to speak of P1.
P1, I was just thinking. No, I was thinking more about Cody and Annabelle.
What a backstab. But Paul and Annabelle.
So explain to me, what is he refusing to do? He's a cunt, right?
That's all you need to know. Look, I think on every single show this week, Something negative has been said about Cody. Because
I've seen some of the comments, I've got to say.
Only because there's not one thing positive to say about him.
Oh, that's not true. He's a good drinker.
That man is an alcoholic. That man is an alcoholic. That's the reason.
The impression I get of Cody? No shit. Hugh Hefner. Because whenever I've seen him in a Batman robe and a robe wandering around just drinking.
A Playboy buddy. I think of him more as Randy Quaid from Independence Day. A pilot, I fly. It's like, Cody, you're not a pilot. What's that line?
You're a drunk.
I'm a drunk.
Tell me, Cody, when P1 took you onto this podcast scene, did they abuse you sexually? Isn't that the line?
Every time he walks
in. Is that the line, Cody?
Yeah. He's like, when I was abducted by P1 and they probed my body sexually. I've been waiting to get some payback on those bastards.
You know what Cody's response to this?
Well, wait a look. In the words of my generation, up yours! Every time he walks back in the room, he responds, hey, boys, I'm back!
Since I did my last podcast in the alien spaceship, I've been looking to do a bit of payback.
Perfect. Can you not see how related they are?
So so basically, he refuses to do a show for which.
See, is that all that this
that's
is about?
All it is. Cody, really?
Man up.
It's just one show. Jesus.
Man up. I would do 1,000 shows with. Maybe not that much.
What's his problem with doing a show with Z? What's wrong with Z?
Me and P1 have come to a conclusion. Cody realized he can't be better than Z. So on the show, he just realized Z is the better host. Which, by the way, we are having a poll, people, about who can be the best host of movies polls. You're on there, I'm on there, Sammy's on there, Cody. P1's anyone not on there.
No.
And you know what? Look at me. We don't give a shit. I don't give a shit.
No, I didn't even know that. I put
I vouch you to vote for Z.
Chad,
exactly. You know why? Because if you vote for Z, it just shows Cody what a pissweak little shit host he's become.
And then you know what? You know what? Cody ought to do. Okay, let's say he doesn't do a show with Z. You know what he should do instead? If he's not going to do it, for little Annabelle. I think he should co-write a movie with Z. And direct. Be producer on it. No. Let Z direct. He has to direct. But Cody should be the writer and producer, just like George Lucas was on Empire.
I've got it. Z directs. Written by Cody Williams. The Annabelle story.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Who's going to play Cody?
The guy from the other guy.
Carl out of Die Hard.
No. Oh, it's the guy. The guy from the other guy.
He'd want me to say Michael B. Jordan, I had said.
No, it's a Chihuahua in a film where he fucking...
the guy out of The Martian. Yeah. Okay. And 12 Years of Cody.
Yeah. Yeah, but all that guy with the blue eyes, he's in the bloody... The other guy, whatever the fuck it is.
Oh, right.
Oh, I don't know. I can't remember what his name is. He's not Jewish, but he's close enough.
Oh, no, you know who they should get? Just paint black Judd Hirsch. Or the guy out of Independence Day. And again, Independence Day.
What?
Black guy. Paint black.
Who?
Judd Hirsch. The guy. No, who's the guy in Independence
Judd
Day?
Hirsch.
Yeah, the guy in Independence Day. Look at me. I'm in the White House. John Lennon died. Very sad story.
Who?
He's Jewish. That's the guy of Independence Day.
You mean Jeff Goldblum's father?
Yeah. What's his name? It's Judd something.
I don't know.
Yeah. So anyway, that's who should play Cody. Who plays Z? Who plays Z? Adam Sandler.
Jack Black.
Tommy McGrew. There you go.
Who played Tommy? Quick question is, who played P1? Michael B. Jordan.
Probably. No, who would play P1? I don't know. Mr. T?
Mr. T?
No, I'll tell you who would play him. Jeffrey Wright, the way he was in Bond. Drunk, pissed off his neck.
Hello, this is movie spoilers.
No. Idris Elba.
Oh, dear God. Wouldn't that be the biggest insult that you could possibly...
You can imagine Z pee on it. I've got this actor. It took me a fortune to pay for. He's playing you.
Oh, yeah, who was that?
Who the fuck did me? Playing me?
Could you imagine the look on his face watching the movie? It'd be like Alex at Clockwork Orange. Oh, stop! I've seen the light! He's a good actor. He's really good. Oh, he's nominated for a Golden Globe, isn't he?
Against the Line.
Jesus.
Gee, which corner am I in?
What's he nominated for? What movie?
Oh, I had to be a Negro in 10 days.
Pacific Rim!
I'm like, what? Nominations? For stupid warlords of Africa or whatever the fucking called.
I'll have you know, you're talking about the new James Bond there.
No. Never. Apparently we're talking about the new... Yeah, Gunslinger.
Isn't he doing Dark Tower?
Once
that
again,
could be all right,
casting a man...
I'd rather him do that than this Jim Bond.
Him, but it's like, you're casting a guy... is not suited for the role. You know what? I just don't care. Just give him a role anywhere. Just to shut him up. Over him.
I don't know. I could, you know what I'm thinking?
As long as
back to P1. No, back to Zee and Cody. I reckon, seriously, that could be the greatest black and white team since Rig spoke to Murtaugh.
It's such a buddy cop story. Two co-hosts who don't want to work together, yet forced together to work on a show. Now, they're in an action adventure of their lifetime.
Right. And they electrocute Z after seeing his movies.
So what? Z is Martin Riggs. Jesus Christ. Do you really want to jump? That's fine with me if you don't want to be in my movie. Let's do it, asshole.
You see, Cody sees the Star Wars DVD in his lawn.
Get that shit off my lawn!
Sitting on a toilet. Then I found this. It's Night of the Living Dead.
In the DVD.
You just scared the shit out of me. Scared the shit out of you! Guys like you don't watch it. Guys like you don't die on the toilet. You die watching Night of the Living Dead.
Oh, fuck that. I could see that as a movie, though. I really could.
And then he has to get up after watching the movie. I don't want to see it. I don't want anyone to see us watching this shit.
Fuck you, Cody. You're ruining someone's dream now. Come on.
Yeah. But it's just disgraceful, really. Just...
Then again, he's the one who said, he hopes Star Wars fails. So fuck you, too. Fuck you both.
Yeah, no, we are going to talk about it. That movie's coming out this week, too.
Yeah.
In case we...
By the time this goes online, it'll be the night of the premiere.
And you know, we won't do a review of it. You know why? If it's a good movie, we'll be back to talk about it.
Oh,
if not, this is the last show of the movie.
Not worth a kick in the ass.
That's our review.
The next Not Worth a Kick in the Ass is just going to be that sound of...
Tears. I said to someone last
week. Okay, this next show will be Z going, I told you so. I told you.
No, the next show will be us doing a show with Z for Annabelle. We give in. It wasn't any good. We give in. Yeah, what was I talking? Oh, yeah, last night I was talking to somebody. By the way, I've got a friend. I just told you. I've got a friend who, we should preface it. It was Adali's birthday on Friday.
Yeah,
happy birthday, Adali. You'll never hear it, so it's all right. We were out to dinner, right?
You got a BB-8.
Yeah, I did.
That's a real life robot.
I did.
By the way, you wait till you see who plays BB-8 in our Christmas artwork.
Oh, he's doing the Christmas artwork.
Greg.
Oh, is he? Oh, good.
With us as certain characters from a certain movie coming out this week. And one of us is BB-8.
Damn to be P1.
No, all right, don't tell me. I can't wait to see it. That sounds cool.
Well, put it this way. Who's the new black character in Star Wars? Who else would be P1 be?
Yeah.
That's pretty obvious.
So,
but I'm not going
to
give away...
No. I'm looking forward to it. Craig's fucking amazing.
Apparently
maybe Craig should do a show with P1, with Cody.
Okay, won't even man up to do that.
I can't be with him.
You know what?
It's save a life. I can't do it.
P1, give him the option. You either do a show with Z or do one with Jordan Marquez. Pick. Ain't no winning than that, but come on. Z's at least tolerable. Imagine
both on the same show.
Oh,
and you're stuck in the middle. You'd be like Vader in the end of Jedi. Look at left, look right. What do I choose?
Jump down the pit yourself.
No.
No!
Now I'm for that. No, that sounds all right. But okay, it was Adali's birthday.
She's getting on. I'm getting on. We're both getting on. But we were out to dinner at a Chinese place. We were the loudest fucking table. You know, I suppose it doesn't matter because I'm not single anymore. But there was this group of beautiful women behind us. And we were on this table. Look at us. Rowdy.
Sound like Slice Crumb.
Yeah. I enjoy my food where it is.
Off.
What? What does he say? I like Captain Solo where he
is. Oh, yeah. I think it's Slice Crumb never talks.
Yeah, but I got this friend, right, who I've been debating with. He might have been on the show. Actually, might have been.
Dean's a fuck.
On the show. Basically, I got told Dean went to Italy and had a huge go at the Italians about the way they cook pizza. In fact,
as you told me,
no,
apparently they don't make, they make no, sloppy pizza.
They don't know how to make pizza. Told Italy, basically, I'm leaving here.
I'm going to go and get good pizza in Australia.
Go get good pizza back in Leica.
Well, first of all, Dean's a fuckwit.
Mind you, okay, can we talk about this anti-spoiler thing? He is so paranoid about Star Wars coming up. God, I hope he never listens to this. He doesn't.
He won't, look, this guy will not listen to our shows now because we might spoil the Force Awakens.
In fact, even refer to a character being it. Okay, he doesn't want. You're talking about a man who, when the trailer comes on in the cinema for Star Wars, this is what he does because he doesn't want to. He doesn't even want to know the title of the movie. That's how paranoid he is. He puts hands on his eyes and in the middle of the cinema puts fingers in his ears and goes, because he's all runs out. All runs out of the cinema.
Fucking smack.
Now, it's gotten to a point, I can't even bring up what time we're seeing the movie because that ruins the movie, apparently.
Good. He's going to show up at the wrong time.
He'd sit next to you too.
No, I've got his ticket.
Yeah.
So I hold all the power.
He's going to be sitting next to you.
And like the last two premieres, I say to him every single time, as you see the opening scroll, you talk, I brush your fucking face.
He used to talk. He doesn't do much anymore, but he used to talk during movies continuously.
They were kicked out of Saving Private Ryan.
No, they got chased out by war veterans. But to McDonald's, who said to him, at least some people died in a war. And you know the worst part?
Lucky,
what's Dean a huge fan of? World War II! Like,
he's the only person I know who would criticise Star Wars having wheels.
Yeah. She was like, what the fuck? No, there were some other things he was criticising about. Oh, right. No. In episode 3, one of the biggest... Because I said to him, I actually like the, you know, you were the chosen one bit. And he said to me, Obi-Wan didn't pick up the lightsaber right. His whole thing was ruined. That's why, if ever I seem a bit light on the prequel criticism, because it's all around me, some of it
I will sum this up. Dean is the ultimate sheep. Because he never had those opinions. He gets misled. People know I love the word sheep, because we have so many of them in this fucking world. They can't, people cannot have their own opinion. Corey's a prime example of that. He's the black sheep, literally, who follows everything when it comes to racism.
Did you listen to that thing about the Chinese poster?
No, he's a racist cunt.
Did you hear about the John Boyega?
Yeah, no, because
people might think, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah, P1, sorry, Corey. Don't call P1 Coon. Corey, oh, Jesus. P1 told me about it. I listened to it very quickly.
Yeah, me too.
Where Corey and, he's a fucking racist.
And even Martin was like,
But he's gone.
I heard a bit of it. I'm like,
he was going, oh, how racist it is, and oh, fuck the Chinese and all this.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's what Martin laughed at.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, you're not being racist. Oh, no, but they're different. Fuck you, Corey. Seriously.
Who gives a shit about the poster? It's one version of the poster. Like, I don't know. Like, maybe they shouldn't have got rid of him, but at the same time,
they didn't get rid of him. He's on the poster.
Yep. Oh, is he?
He's shrunk down, which I agree is wrong.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what? The end of the day.
But the movie's coming out in a week. That's what you're going to focus on.
What do you think they're going to do with him? Oh, let's paint him white through the whole
movie.
They're
not going to edit him.
Of course they can't.
What, a special edition of him already?
They can't do it. They're not allowed to do it.
They're not. It's a way of advertising.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I agree with the mode
of
advertising.
It's wrong, but who cares?
It's got nothing to do. How about you just focus on the fucking movie? It's 4 days away.
Like people say to me, oh, how would you feel? I wouldn't give a fuck. I really wouldn't care.
Yeah, but I mean... But you've got to understand.
You know what? Empire Strikes Back was racist.
didn't have a Yoda.
Yeah, so, no, I tell you what.
Racist against green people.
You know, at the first teaser poster of Empire, I was offended. It just had a black man on there. No white people. So it was just Vader's head. I was offended. Quite frankly, I boycotted it. Didn't even see it in the movies. I wasn't born, but still.
But it's how stupid. Look, I agree. It is fucking racist.
Yeah, it is. Oh, for sure.
But I mean, by using racism to criticize racism equals fuckwit. And yeah, that's what I'm saying. Corey, you are a fucking whore. You really are. You're hanging around with your puppet, Tommy McGrew, who has...
How is Tommy nowadays? I did watch a little bit of their reaction to... We're going to talk about it later, the Batman vs. Superman trailer. And funnily enough, I agreed with a bit of what they were saying.
I actually do agree with them for once.
Yeah.
We're going to...
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Well, we're going to talk about that. We're going to cover the X-Men trailer, Apocalypse,
Turtles,
and Turtles.
Yeah.
talk about retarded Turtles, Tommy.
Let's leave Batman vs. Superman to last.
Oh, yes.
Do we want to bring up Donald Trump?
Let's get into Voldemort, man.
Yeah, being worse than Voldemort, according to... Did you see the eagle attack at me?
Yeah.
Now, if that's not a picture of everything you've seen... Oh, did you see Harrison Ford getting into him the other day?
Yeah, in Australia. Harrison Ford's out here at the moment.
Harrison Ford was out here, and apparently Donald Trump turned around and said... we need a president like the one in Air Force One. One who will do things, stop the terrorists, take them plates. And Harrison just looked calmly when they asked him out here.
Yeah.
They were like, Donald, it's just a movie. It didn't happen. But you know what was really cool? Was the way Harrison turned around and said, it's not, you know, it's not real, but nothing you've ever done in life is real. Like, it sounded exactly like one of those action heroes he plays.
Like, he's to the point now where he's like, Harris Ford would just walk up to him and say, you are a fuckwit.
Yeah, I reckon I could seem to. Yeah, Donald shot first. I'm happy to let him shoot first because he keeps... Did you see the other day? I literally turned on...
He's starting to look like Jabba the Hutt.
He does. Somebody put him in... Did I send you that Star Wars video of him being inserted into the movie of a Vader? And like, at the end with the Jedi spirits, he's just standing there yabbering on. I'm a real deal. I'm the real man. And Alec Guinness is just looking at him. I'm the real president. Like, what was he talking about?
You know what? You morons are going to vote
him. His motive, like, the way... Okay, there's one thing about being dumb about policies, right? But the way he speaks is fucking terrible.
Talk about racism.
He turns around and goes, what do you say? Those guys over there, they're just too chicken shit to do it.
Have you seen the meme that's going around on Facebook with him and Adolf Hitler comparisons?
No, I haven't seen it, but I can imagine.
About Hitler wanted Jewish people, yeah, he branded them with the barcodes and shit.
Yeah.
Well, not personally him, but, you know, his regime.
Yeah.
Donald Trump wants to give ID tags to
Muslims. Yeah, I heard about it.
About building a great wall to keep people out.
What did Hitler do?
So all these comparisons are like...
Wall. Yeah. Is he serious?
Keep the Mexicans
I didn't know out. About that. A great wall!
To keep all the Mexicans out. You think that's going to solve a problem? Like, you are a fucking idiot.
I wish they'd build a fucking great wall around his tower.
I hate to tell you this.
So he never gets out.
No, but here, all the people, he's like, we're going to build this great wall. We're going to keep them from crossing our border. Ah, Donald, they have planes. I tell you that. That's how they usually get over, you fuckwit.
Yeah, a lot of people do. A lot of people fly nowadays. It's weird, though.
All of Australia here, we have all the boat people who come here. I tell you, they come on planes too. And then they hide out in the fucking
yeah,
stupid.
That's the funny part. Australia is one of the, not to get too blue, but one of the very controversial points is boat people arriving and all that. Now, I bet you, like, and people in Australia want to stop boat people arriving. If Donald gets into power, we might have a lot of American boat people turning up all of a sudden. And, you know, I bet we let them into. Come in, come in. Welcome to my home.
I reckon P1 and Cody be the first two over.
Yeah. Oh, we'll accept them. As long as unless he does a show with Annabelle.
Unless Cody does a show.
Yeah, that's right. Or no, does a show for Z and makes that movie. Could you imagine the poster?
Oh, God.
Just Cody standing up there. With his arms around. Do a love story with
Z. Did you see on Z's Facebook that he's...
Broke back Z.
He's... Oh, my what?
Cody and Z.
Him as Heath Ledger? Oh, God. His boss had bought...
I did.
Not living down. It's like, what a kind of Christmas present.
I'm glad I'm not working there. Yeah, I did. I do want to watch Night of the Living Dead, though. Over Christmas.
George A. Romero.
No, that I've seen a few times.
How would
like
it be?
That movie. Is it good?
If you abducted the premiere of The Force Awakens and that came on,
how would it be?
Yeah, holy shit. And to be like, I think the prequels were better.
I'm like, man, this Star Wars, $4 billion, looks like $20. should we talk about these trailers? Oh, well, first off, hold on. Voldemort. Would you agree Donald Trump is worse than Voldemort?
No. Well, I just recently watched the Harry Potter film.
Yeah, so it's in your mind.
You know, Voldemort wasn't that bad of a guy, to be honest.
Yeah.
He's a bastard, but he's not that, look, the far worse villain. So I actually think Donald Trump is more insane.
Yeah.
And I'm honestly saying that. I would compare Donald Trump to, like, a Unicron. From Transformers.
Maybe it's Megatron? Or
Unicron. Giant planet-crushing, evil son of a bitch. That's who he is.
Cross between Unicron and Jedi.
I am Trump.
It reminds me more of Clarence Trump.
Clarence Bonica.
Yeah, taking out all the Mexicans like he does the police.
Bang, bang.
Mexicans don't like me, so I don't like Spicks.
Build the wall. Ning, 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 ning.
Your company built the fucking wall.
That's right.
Your company were too chicken shit to stop the Mexicans.
When just imagine if he gets into power and like Obama has to hand over that power.
Sayonara, Black Obama. Ed 209 Apprentice.
He would make it.
He would make 209.
I could see.
Oh yeah, I could too. He'd be. I'm serious when I say this. The Clarence Bonica thing was a bit of a joke. I could honestly see him as Dick Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine?
Very easily.
It's not far off it, too. Who cares if I played him or not?
And I could see him doing a shit that long, too.
Oh. Remember that bit when he has a shit? Oh, I've got to have a piss.
Piss that guy, piss himself, and walks off.
Congratulations, Obama. But back when I was a junior president, I used to call my boss asshole.
You know what? He actually fucking. I could see.
Picture it like. We're joking about the Clarence Bonica thing, but not about the Dick Jones thing. I could see.
I see him also.
I say big business. Where do you find it? Tell me you couldn't see him saying that.
I see him really. This is not over exaggerating the way I compared Trump to being evil. Skeletor from the movie of Master of the Universe. I can hear that music. See him sitting there, like, craving fucking power.
He'd go to the White House exactly like...
stomping his fucking thing.
And Evil Lynn, that would be fucking Sarah Palin.
Report, Sarah Palin, speak!
I want the Mexicans kneeling at my feet. People of the United States, the political race is over. My forces are victorious.
You know what his speech would be.
Now I'm more than alive. I am president.
And then he released another show, The Apprentice Part 2, Being President. You ever seen that show?
I just say, what are we going to do with the Mexicans? Mr. President, let them rot. Leave them on this puny little land. Let them rot.
That is him, I'm telling you. Yeah, he would be that fucking evil.
Yeah, he's not far off. He does look like Biff. Remember when they said about Biff? He does. Biff, I mean, they were. That was inspired by it, wasn't it?
Fucking weird. It's just... You know what? Simpsons picked it, too. I must say.
Did they?
They did an episode where he actually ran for president.
Good on.
So another reason the Simpsons are assholes, they inspired him to fucking do it.
They gave him the idea, yeah.
Fucking nuts.
Should we get these trailers?
Let's do it, people. What do we want to kick off with first?
Let's start with Turtles.
All right. Turtles, Shadow of Darkness. We're
What's
out of the
called?
Shadows.
Rise of the... Rise
out of
the
Shadows or some shit?
It's
something like that.
Turtle, Secret of the Shadows.
Yeah. There we are. TMNT2.
I don't hate the trailer. You probably heard it more than me. I just don't care. He's like, oh yeah, looks like it'll be fun. I'll have to see it. So there's no getting around it. I'll have to see it for a dollar. So there's not. Okay, I like people from Rocksteady.
I like to finally see them. But what they're doing with them, I don't really care for.
The Baxter Stockman looks bullshit. That looks bullshit.
You know who that is?
Tyler Perry.
Yes.
Why would you cast him? I don't. Sometimes with these casting for movies, I'm over it.
And the thing is, because he's black. No, it's because Tyler Perry I cannot see as a sucking scientist.
I can't see
sucking
him
scientist. I can't see him acting. That's a scientist.
And people are like, oh, David Fincher in bloody Gone Girl. Yeah, that was David Fincher directing that. Can I run?
Yeah.
I don't think this guy's going to quite... I can't. Who's directing it? Is the same guy?
I would say so.
All right. You mean Michael Bay's shadow director?
Yeah. Who's the Chinese guy? Is that meant to be Shredder?
I thought it was Shredder's daughter.
Isn't China the mustache
in it? Close enough.
I was like, is that meant to be Shredder, like reincarnated young, or the real Shredder, or some bullshit?
I've heard rumors that Krang is going to
Krang looks
in
like he's in it. Because it has all that alien invasion and shit. I'm like, it's good.
Alright, so I don't mind them do it. It looks more like...
That's okay, that's the
so
one
that's
reason...
one thing that saves a little bit for
that's
me.
The one reason I'm, like, interested. It's like, okay, now you fucked the first one, I don't
yeah,
care
for sure.
about it,
yeah.
but I'm not going to have to put up
yeah,
with
yeah,
so
yeah,
this
so
origin, I can
they
say...
They're going to go...
I can make my own origin story and say, okay, this is the sequel. That's what I can do with it, because they fucked it. But like seeing Megan Fox in a schoolgirl.
Oh,
like, for fuck's sake.
Michael Bay, we've seen it.
Like,
it's not like we
on.
Haven't seen it, though. I mean, how many times?
I actually generally feel sorry for her now, because she's never going to get... Like, she's not a good actress anyway, so she sucks.
I don't think she's as bad as people make out.
But she's never going to
get
credit.
She's not good, don't get me wrong. But when people say about the worst actress of our generation, I'm like, no, I've seen worse. I've seen worse. She's not good.
You've never watched any of Zeke's films.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I've seen worse.
But like, okay, where was Whoopi Goldberg?
That's right. I forgot about that.
Bernard Thompson.
Where was Vernon Fenwick back?
Oh, thank God.
But Casey Jones?
Splinter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I wasn't hating it, though. I mean, it was just okay. It was,
I think it's just the music. But I like seeing the turtle van and all that shit.
Yeah.
And
I'm sure
foot soldiers looking more like ninjas.
It's going to be utter ridiculous, like utter stupid, but at least with this one, I know what I'm in for, and it's going to move it close to the cartoon. So I'm like, okay, well, let's see what you do. I don't care enough to, like, people are going to hate
it. The first one.
Yeah, well, it could be fun. I'll have to see it regardless. It's something I don't really care much about, but, you know, it's going to be opening around the time BFG opens with Spielberg.
Big fucking gun.
Have you seen the trailer for that?
I haven't seen it yet either. I've heard about
but
it.
I've heard,
say
yeah,
it's like Harry Potter. I'm like, wow, what? Oh, okay.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a very packed time of year, actually, because that's going to be the Turtles, BFG, Star Trek, and there's one other movie coming out around then. What's that other movie coming out?
Is it a little one?
It's got Melissa McCarthy in it. She's not too little.
Oh, I've gone down a different track. What do you think I was going to watch Civil War?
No, that's opening before. No. X-Men opens around then too, I think.
Oh,
so that's a crowded marketplace around.
Ghostbusters is not.
It'll be a huge hit, don't worry.
Look,
don't worry.
I know
the trailer's going to be soon.
P1 and Cody were talking about saying like how I'm kind of in denial about it, how big it's going to be. Maybe it was Sammy and the greatest director of all time. Is he talking about? I can't remember. But either way, I honestly don't think it's going to be as big as what people think it is. I really don't. I think the backlash is going to be huge.
It's already been huge. I mean,
exactly. And it comes, as you said, against a busy time. It's going to make money, yes, but compared to what people think,
adjusted for inflation, it won't touch the first one.
It could suck my dick.
Like, no, but I mean, realistically, like, it's not going to happen because the first one was just out of thin air. So, I mean, there's already so many people against it.
They're making the funny Ghostbusters.
Oh, fucking serious. Serious. Now, what were the other trailers that came out? X-Men and
X-Men, Apocalypse, Batman Villain.
Was there another one?
BFG.
Oh, well, we haven't seen this. We
don't really care about that either.
So let's talk about X-Men.
Oh,
because I don't know.
How do you feel? Because I don't. Me and Penguin already spoke about it.
Oh,
online. We haven't done a show about it. People, he does not like seeing Charles at the end with the shaved head. He's like, what? Where did that come from?
Well, because that's what the character looks like.
I know, but he felt it was just like it's just forced
for the trailer. Yeah,
but I'm like, you know what?
I
like the
point,
fact they're not shoving Wolverine down your throats in this.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, look, here's Wolverine. It's an X-Men movie. It's like, no, we're going to be telling like First Class did.
One interesting point that somebody brought up is that with the exception of Days of the Future Past, which had a really kick-ass trailer, none of these X-Men films have had great trailers.
I really like this trailer.
Yeah, I thought...
Because first, I was not sold on Apocalypse at all in those photos.
I think he... It's not the looker, but I think the actor is going to be good.
Yeah.
I think he's very powerful, like, great voice, very powerful.
I mean, the voice is not Apocalypse, but the look and the way he... Well, keep the way they speak about him.
I'm coming from a... I don't know much about the comic. I know the cartoon, like, but the... but as the trailer goes, yeah, I'm interested. I don't know much about it, which...
Well, like, everyone's complaints about always Quicksilver. Oh, he looks fucking horrible. He looks terrible. He turned out to be a fucking great character.
Didn't we learn anything the last time?
Yeah, he turned out to be a great
character.
He's
better than that than it was in Avengers.
Exactly. Oh, by a long shot. Yeah. Anyone who says otherwise, I'm sorry.
No, I think a lot of people say that now. I mean, really, I didn't think much of him as a character in Avengers.
And then you got Apocalypse, who looked like shit.
I think she... What do you think of her, Sophie Turner as Jean Grey? She looks alright.
Yeah.
I'm getting more of the Santa Sug vibe, though, at the moment. It's hard to look at her without Game of Thrones.
Yeah, it's hard.
Jennifer Lawrence looks great. Fassbender looks awesome.
I
think the X-Men reboot has been cast really well.
Two really good films. Two of the best X-Men films by far.
For sure, yeah. For sure.
And now you're getting this villain who everyone's wanted to see.
Mm. I think maybe that's why people are going to be so critical of it. And it's a teaser. I mean, really.
Yeah.
It doesn't reveal too much. That's what I like about, like, I was listening to J.J. Abrams before saying about, like, that, isn't it funny now we talk about him in a positive light? It could all be about to change, though, this week.
Give it a couple of days, a couple of hours, according to listening to this.
It could be all, you know, but the teaser, trailers do show too much nowadays. So they do, put the story out there in front of you, and one thing Episode 7 has done, which I think the X-Men trailer was good at, and a few other things, and Civil War, I'll give it that too, is that, like, it hasn't fucking...
Better than X-Trail.
It hasn't really put all of its cards out on the table. But, no, I think X-Men... I don't think it's a fantastic trailer, but I read some of the comments online. Mediocre. I'm like, thank you, but thank you. What's his name? Furiosa. Yeah.
No, it's Furiosa.
What's his name? Joe? Immortal Joe?
Immortal Joe!
Yeah. But I think the movie looks fine, considering it's a teaser. We'll see. It's early days.
I find that weird that movie is nominated for Best Drama.
How weird is it? For Golden Globes. Martian, Best Comedy.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what? You guys just ran out of categories, didn't you?
Martian. Comedy. I did laugh a bit.
Oh,
I chuckled twice. Got to be a comedy. Even Ridley Scott's sitting there. Comedy?
Creed was more of a fucking comedy than that.
Yeah, Ridley Scott's sitting there with his cigar. I don't know what they're talking about.
And now you wonder why he makes shitty comedy.
Did you see the alien design's going to be back in... Prometheus?
Yeah,
so all that shit about, we're not going to see the alien or... Fox were like, well, if you don't bring the alien back, we're not doing it. Anyway, H.G. Gargo, hey, welcome back.
Even though you're dead.
It doesn't matter. They'll use his
use
his skeleton.
They'll use his actual corpse.
Whack it in the black sludge. There you go. You got an alien. Now. People. 2 weeks.
Been waiting to hear this.
2 weeks ago. A week. No, hold on. Was it last week? Did it happen?
I don't know, I've kind of tried to blank it from my mind.
All right.
It was last Thursday.
I was one of the very first out of all of us, I think, who sat down. I was like, oh, Batman vs. I actually didn't mind the last Batman vs. Superman teaser.
All I remember, I was at Jamie's, I got texts from you,
yeah.
P1, get online now! Watch this shit! Watch it! What are you talking about?
Because I was sitting there watching, like, and I was at work. I'm like looking at it with the instant that
boy.
I don't know how anyone can say this movie looks good. I'm sorry. I just wow. This is the worst trailer I've seen since Terminator Salvation. Since Terminator Genesis.
This is the worst trailer I have ever seen.
No, it's just seriously. It's sloppily cut. The dialogue is fucking
sloppily.
It's slop. The dialogue.
Maybe they're going to do that, like, you know, road cut for X-Men Days of Future. They're going to get sloppily cut.
I'm like, how is it, right, that Bruce Wayne and Clark Kent... Now, I'm not even going to talk about Clark Kent not knowing Bruce Wayne. Look, that might be explained in the movie. I think it's fucking shit at the moment. But they're standing there talking to each other, sizing each other up, and and these lines are coming out that are just so forced. I'm like... Why does he just, Bruce Wayne, just get out of the limousine? Hi, Clark, I'm Batman. he may as well just say it.
Yeah, like, at the moment, because everyone's like, oh, but they might know who they are then. I was like, then why would
he introduced to him?
Yeah, why would he ask who's Bruce Wayne?
I honestly don't Seriously, I don't care about this.
It's like
movie.
That line,
honestly.
You know, maybe I'm just sick of tired people running around dressed as clowns.
That's wink wink.
Tells you. That tells it doesn't need it. It doesn't. They don't need to force that shit on you. And it's the same thing.
Oh, don't pick a fight with this man. He's really strong.
It was like, and the fight scenes, I'm not even going to bring up Doomsday.
That ain't Doomsday. Like I said in my 5-minute rush, that ain't Doomsday.
Like, seriously, like and even the last joke with them, like, is she with you? I thought she was with me. I'm like, is this an Abbott and Costello routine? I'm like, really? I just got, when people said about the oh my god, it's the Trinity together, like at
who
the end.
Who gives a shit?
I could not care.
The same
just
bullshit, all
I was
visuals,
looking at,
no
I was stuff. Looking at, I'm like, DC really fucked up. I'm not just saying that because of,
really.
But how much hype is there not going to be now for Justice League? No, seriously. If they had introduced these guys all together in Justice League and then done a spin-off of Batman vs. Superman in their own movie, wouldn't that have worked better?
Nah. Because DC are fucked anyway. Look what they're doing. Look at everything they've touched. They are literally a cancer spreading through everything they touch.
I don't know about that, but even
though they are.
Fucking Jesse Eisenberg in his laboratory. Fucking, I'm like, what are you doing with this movie?
Looking like Beaker from the Muppets. I will say it again.
Just showing up and like... you know what I hate?
I love one of the insults I got from that one. It looks like Beaker from the Muppets. One of the comments on IMDb.
Yeah,
you look like Beaker from the Muppets. Well, okay, no, original.
That reminds me of fucking Commando insult.
Yeah.
Fuck you, asshole.
No.
Fuck you, asshole.
I was like, I'm going to go back to my cave now. I'm insulted by that return of comment.
That's just it.
That's the caliber of the fans, right?
I hate people. You know what people, the defense of this is? Because people are liking it, and the defense is, you've waited so long for Batman and Superman to be on screen, and now it comes to this, and look at how you react. You should be ashamed of yourself. And I'm like, in all honesty, I have not waited so long to see them together, because honestly, I prefer it to be, I think they're rushing, I'd prefer to... I want to be excited about it, but they've got to spend the time creating the characters.
Yeah, I just do not care.
Like, seriously.
What are you talking about, characters? You had Man of Steel.
Imagine if you went straight into the Avengers without any of those movies going. Would you really? You'd be excited,
Warner's about to find out they're about to shoot themselves in the foot.
Funny enough, remember the last episode I said Captain America 2 won't make, Captain America 3 won't make the same money Man of Steel.
Yeah, he's done a thing different now.
I might be wrong, because seriously. Look, because in all honesty, I'll probably see the movie, but... I'll tell you what. If you don't need a more condemnation about the trailer, Adalia.
There's a problem.
Adalia. She watches Transformers. She watches Man of... she liked Man of Steel. Yep. She liked Pacific Rim. And she came out after this trailer and said, this is a fucking dumb movie. It just looks like a dumb movie. And Snyder, it's your fucking fault. You've still got to convince everyone who hasn't read a comic and all that. How the fuck these two can fight each other? I'm sorry, I still don't buy it. I don't know. I'm sure there's reasons for it and all that, but that concept is seriously going to jeopardize how much money this makes. Because a lot of people, I was out with a bunch of idiots the same lot, who said, how the fuck can they fight? I'm not interested. You needed to sell that concept, and you've just concentrated on them beating the shit out of each other.
Yeah,
I'm not interested.
But even then, every single time it showed them fight, it's all in the dark.
Oh, can he do anything but good visuals? Yeah. And they are good. Like, I think they're good visuals within reason. But just like I said with Man of Steel,
no story, it means
listen
nothing.
For fuck's sake, anyone who loves movies and all that, listen to the dialogue in here. When you first hear it, it doesn't sound bad, but think about it. It's like that scene...
What do you mean when you first listen to it? When I first listened to it, my jaw hit the floor.
Oh, did you?
The moment I heard Lex come out, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, is he pretending? I was like, nah, okay, this is fucked.
The thing about Zack Snyder, and P1's totally right on this, is that you get... It's not straight in your face like Transformers bad. This looks a bit like that.
No, it is.
But with Zack Snyder films, he's right. Like, the first time you see him, you don't realize just how dumb they are until you sit there and you think about what... The scene in Man of Steel, perfect example. Zod comes in with a huge group, machine guns and all that. And what is the Krypton Council? He goes, this council is disbanded. And what does the council say to him? On whose authority? Now, when you're in the audience, you don't think about how dumb that is. But then when you're driving home and all that, you're like, that's real. The guy's just fucking come in with a machine gun. You're going to say to him, whose authority? Fucking dumb.
I was going to say no, because when I saw Man of Steel and that movie ended, I turned you over, shit.
Yeah, I remember you.
And just, my mate Adam, who's a massive shit. Hey, look, it was good. It was good. Like, you're fucking dumb.
Funny, isn't it, that we haven't heard a Wonder Woman say a single solitary line.
I doubt
but automatically she's good at the moment. You know,
she looks
fantastic. I'm like,
yes,
we haven't heard a word of her yet.
The word there is look.
She looks
fantastic. Doesn't mean she's gonna be.
And
the more I see,
and you know
Batman,
that sequence. Oh. Yeah, I gotta say, I think Ben Affleck's gonna be good. But
I'm not saying anything now. I think
Ben Affleck's gonna be good with what he has. That's what I'm gonna say.
Yeah.
That's what I'm gonna say. And you know the whole sequence apparently in the desert with all that flying shit.
Oh,
that's supposed to be a dream. I'm like, what? Like, are we gonna do every cliche in this movie?
It has to be.
I'm sorry. I don't care about DC versus Marvel. I really don't. Marvel has me interested in two characters. I don't really care about too much.
And you care about
Batman and Superman.
And you're talking about two people that are more DC related.
Oh, for sure.
We're saying it's clear cut shit house.
No, I'm saying what I'm saying is clear cut that they don't care about story or characters.
Oh,
they
God.
Care about wanting to compete
Dollar
with Marvel.
Signs.
Yeah. That's what they want. Marvel has made billions, and they're wanting some of that. And it's not about, if they really cared, if they were really fucking clever about it, it's going to be so dumb that you don't just have dumb dialogue in the movie. You're dumb in the way you're promoting this thing, because you've just shown half the movie, like a good portion of the movie, and a lot of criticisms have been, well, there's no point in seeing the movie now. How dumb can you get? Like, really? And I'm glad they showed it.
The moment I saw a Doomsday, I was like, well, they fucked it.
But isn't Doomsday, isn't he a main villain? Not in this movie, but in the comic books?
He kills Superman.
So, basically, it's like putting Bane in the third act of Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, pretty much.
What
worries me is they're going to do a Venom.
No, oh,
you're
right,
for 10
yeah,
minutes and
yeah,
kill
yeah,
it off.
Yeah,
okay, well,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
kind of pointless.
Yeah, even not coming from
Doomsday could be a great character.
You've got to get the look of him better, for
yeah,
sure.
Okay,
I'm like, 400 million in this
picture. Well, like we're talking about with X-Men.
400 million!
Like we're talking about X-Men. He looks shithouse.
Mm.
He might be portrayed good, but it doesn't mean I'm going to still like the look.
Yeah, I just...
And I don't like the look of Doomsday.
I didn't like the music in it. I didn't like the dialogue in it. I thought the fucking... It can't decide what tone it wants to be. Is it a comedy? Is it serious? Is it fucking... What is it? Because they need to decide... Man of Steel, for all the shit it was, it didn't think it was half comedy, half whatever.
Boys.
This is just... What? But then there's the ultra-serious shit after that. So I'm like, well, what is it? I'm like, you can't...
It's an act,
it's trying to please everyone. Like, that's the thing. I think it's trying to please everyone, and it's...
I don't care. Why do you just want another carbon copy of Kevin Spacey and Gene Hackman? I was like, over this?
Oh, for Christ's sake. Oh, but that's just... Everyone who says shit like that, you are preventing another Dark Knight.
Yeah.
Because you're giving them the go-ahead for this. Like, and it's just... I'll see. I could be totally wrong on it. Like, it could be...
I somehow...
could be totally wrong on it. But just at the moment, they deserve more criticism. Because the more criticism they get, you will end up in... Eventually, they'll have to look at people. Fancy fucking putting all these movies in the hand of one director. And I'm not just saying that because it's Zack Snyder. How about if
Disney... It was in the hands of George Miller.
How about if Disney put all the Star Wars movies with J.J. Abrams? It's a mistake.
It kind of is, but you know what? It's in his hands, but not in his hands. Either.
Any director, you think honestly a director, like, it can handle three giant films at once that are going on, and one of them's not going to suffer. Give me a fucking break.
I must say, the more I think about Suicide Squad, the more that's looking better.
Yeah, I mean, people are going to say Peter Jackson pulled it off, but I that's still one
Lord of the
idea.
Rings, though,
it's
was
still
one
idea.
It was one big film.
That's right.
It was three acts of a one big film. It was shot straight away all the way through.
And the reason we're so mad about it, like, is we give
I
a
expect,
shit.
I
we
expect
actually
that, yeah.
do
I
expect,
expect
more of these guys. Like, and if that's the best dialogue you got, and if you can't make a good trailer out of this, a concept like this, wow. Just wow. Fuck, I know. I mean, seriously, I mean, Terminator Genesis' big thing was the mistake was the plot point that we thought was dumb. But even that, I'm like, you know, at least some of the dialogue in that was okay.
Oh, no. No, you hold your words.
Probably
right
not.
There.
Yeah, probably not. No,
that movie was a
no, no. It's just, I remember because I messaged you and I'm like, because I didn't look at it in the comments, I'm like, because I didn't mind the last Batman vs. Superman trailer.
Yeah.
I thought it was, like, at least it got shit, more shit right, which makes me still, I'm not going to say hopeful, but maybe.
Nah.
But then this one, it was like, no, hold on, where there's a bit of this. This is a joke. This is, look, we create this Frankenstein monster. Look, they're fighting. This is serious. Oh, look, they joined together. How dumb are you? How fucking dumb are you to end a trailer called Batman vs. Superman with them joining forces? How dumb are you?
I think because it's like,
idiotic, well, is
we're
it?
Not stupid. They're going to team up.
Yeah,
everyone
I know.
Knows that.
Yeah, but you also know James Bond's going to win in the end. You don't fucking show that at the end of a trailer.
True.
Or you also know that Rocky probably has a good chance of
what are you talking
not
about?
Winning, but at least imagine, that was a dumb thing about Rocky IV. They showed the poster, but they showed the end of the movie in the trailer. They instead showed poster. Apollo Creed dying, which they probably should have. So
you're really looking forward to Batman versus Superman?
I just don't care. If I see it, it'll be just.
Oh, I'll see it. We'll all see it.
No, I'm honest. Like honestly, I'll probably I might end up seeing it. But I tell you what, if it gets a review, something it might get. And I'm sick of people defending DC over the bad reviews. I'm really sick of it because
look,
seriously,
DC have not touched anything good in ages, a long time, including their TV shows.
Yeah, well, that's just it. I mean, I haven't
Gotham.
Yeah.
Need I say and anymore?
Now people are saying that's getting good.
Fuck off.
I mean, Supergirl's
abysmal.
Yeah,
Flash is the best they've gotten. That shit, according to me. But people enjoy it. Whatever.
No, look, I can understand why Flash is enjoyable.
That's the point. People want to enjoy it, but it's not good.
But don't tell me it's great writing. It's not.
Look,
it's enjoyable.
If you want to compare that to Jessica Jones or Daredevil, get fucked.
Yeah, I haven't.
I know you haven't watched them, but
no,
it's not even comparison.
Yeah, but sad that, isn't it? I mean, we generally love DC, but the thing is, they get away with all this shit. It was the same thing if people had loved Phantom Menace. Mm. Like, they get away from it because people turn around, they just accept it off the bat.
The one thing with compared to like you got Marvel fans, DC fans, and shit, Star Wars fans are the most harshest.
Oh Jesus! Ever. Oh, they go too far. They just go like too over the top. But speaking of which, maybe we should do the last look back.
Return. Oh,
the king.
Yeah. God, that was a long ending.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's one thing. Yeah, you can't argue Jedi didn't have 27 in it, or you.
Yeah. It's like, yep, Death Star, boom. Ewoks celebrate. Han, Leia, kiss. Here's Luke. Bunch of dead people, the end.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's young Anakin. Oh, dear God.
Oh, how dare they add that?
Yeah.
I really couldn't care.
It's funny because when Harrison was out here the other week, they're like, "Who shoots shots first?" I don't care. I made my money. I'm all right. All right. So, what do you think of the positives and negatives of the last? What are the last?
This is the last time we can call it the last Star Wars.
Doesn't feel weird. 4 days. This won't be the end. It's weird.
It's just the beginning.
Technically, it is. It's a whole new fucking...
Not even a whole new trilogy. It's a whole new 6 films that we know of.
Yeah.
We are getting Force Awakens, Episode 8, Episode 9.
And the spin-offs. Yeah.
Spin-off, Rogue One.
But I'm telling you now, Disney aren't going to let it end at Episode 9. I'm telling you right now, there is no way it's going to end in Episode 9.
Let it end in Episode 9 for a while. Do the spin-offs all you want. But if you want to continue
so
story
much,
somehow,
there's so much money. That's the thing that scares me the most because there's so much money that can be made out of it. But don't sacrifice.
It's almost getting to a point now where it can go 7, 8, 9. Oh, let's do 10, 11, 12. And if there's a couple of shit ones in between, it's like you know what? Just be like Bond. Just keep fucking going.
Yeah.
Until you.
I think that's what's going to happen.
But create a different arc. Create a different storyline where it doesn't connect to the Skywalkers. Or maybe keep having the Skywalker and it's their destiny, their storyline. I don't know.
Well, Return of the Jedi.
Return of the Jedi.
What positives? Do you want to start with your negatives?
Look, people, Ewoks. No, I actually don't hate the Ewoks.
Yeah, me neither.
I I can understand the oh, they're there to sell toys and all stuff.
So is Yoda.
Yeah. Look, partially, yeah. Yes, but it's also the whole thing of technology versus non-technology. You know, the strength of this giant army against this small...
Simon Pegg did say a good thing once. He said the Ewoks were like fucking Shaft compared to Jar Jar.
Like, oh, he's right. Yeah.
He's right.
You know, I mean, the Ewoks, yeah, there might be this furry curly tubers, or the Metacodu and have shit. Yeah, okay.
I don't care, though, if they're executed okay. I mean, it's a bit unbelievable the way they overthrow... They don't overthrow the Empire. Every time someone says that, they don't overthrow the Empire. They beat a garrison. They defeat a garrison.
Okay, they defeated a squadron.
Mm.
Okay, on their own home world, where they know the landscape, where they've set traps, surrounded them, outnumbered them.
Mm.
So naturally, they're going to have the upper hand.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
So, how would they win? It's because they fucking know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Hey, to tell you, they set a trap for them.
Yeah,
and also, it's not, I mean, one of the things that I do buy is that when they capture the walker and turn the technology back on that I buy.
That's with Chewie, though.
Yeah.
Chewie's the one. If it was them doing it, I'd be like, okay, this is stupid shit. But Chewie's the one who takes control of it because they're not sure what the fuck they're doing. He's like, you know, move the fuck over, you little hairy asshole. Let me at it.
You know the two characters of the heroes that I really like in this? I really like Leia's character in this. Yeah. I think she's... Like, she really, like, sort of takes ownership again, which is what I think lacked a little bit in Empire. That's my opinion a little bit, is that she's kind of there, but, you know, she has to be rescued a fair bit and all that stuff. Whereas in this, she kills Jabba. She fucking helps take out, like, the bloody rebel, like, the fight on Endor. She helps take people out. And, you know, she ends up saving Han when the fucking stormtroopers come there.
But even then, you think of it, Han is actually the one who gets saved in all of this.
Yeah, for sure.
The start of the film, fucking frozen in carbonite.
Yeah.
Hopeless, can't do shit. Still beats Boba Fett somehow, but...
Is he dead, though? That's the... Is Boba Fett... Yeah. Dead, no.
Yeah, he does a lot of hopeless things, like when he tries to sneak up, gets caught, gets knocked out, gets, you know... He's more the hopeless one in this, and that's why I think in some ways with Force Awakens, they make him more the badass.
Han,
Luke's Luke. He's awesome.
I thought Luke really grew as a character in this.
Yeah, sorry.
Because I honestly don't have... Well, this was the movie that got me into movies.
Hmm.
It's that simple. But I got into it because of the story and character. I didn't... Return of the Jedi has the most emotional tie to it for me, because...
Well, if you were born when this movie...
Yeah, came out. I was one or two when this came out, and... It was very, I mean, when, like, Anakin Skywalker's redemption is still incredibly powerful to me until
the Blu-ray comes a part of it.
That's still my favorite scene in movies. It is. Like, just the way they do it, like, is, he takes, you take one of the greatest villains of all time and make him believably sympathetic in the space of a 2-minute scene. Yeah. It's really well done. Like, you know, the biggest fault with Lucas, and I've said this before, is he tells you, nowadays, how to feel.
Yeah.
He didn't need... You don't need that in that scene because you knew exactly what was going on. Yeah. The audience isn't idiots. If he did that scene now with Luke and Vader at the end, when he takes his mask off, Vader would be, I love you, son. Thanks for saving me. And all he told him was, you've already saved me. You were right about me.
Yeah.
That's all you needed.
Now I'm going to die.
Yeah, you didn't need anything more than that. That's the whole... The story, when people ask me why Star Wars has lasted for so long, like, because Serge asked me the other day, what is it about Star Wars? Why do people go so crazy?
By the way, Serge is the Dalek's part.
Oh, yeah.
So, who the hell's Serge?
The guy to
Serge Leone?
No, the guy to Beverly Hills Cop. Why Star Wars? Why, couldn't you have a frappe? I don't believe the skillage. No, I cannot! Yeah, get the fuck out of here! No, I will not watch a trilogy. It's not serious. When people say about why it's last as long, I can tell you exactly why. Don't worry about that.
Donald Trump,
because Cody doesn't like it. I tell you why.
I don't think Cody's ever seen Star Wars.
No, he has.
I think he's been drunk all the time, watching the wrong... this Flash Gordon's not that good after all.
Like, Cody, there's not even a DVD in the plane, man.
He'll be sitting there, drunk off his ass, watching a blank screen by himself, going, this movie's not very popular.
Effects in this are disgraceful. I saw better effects in Night of the Living Dead.
He'll be like,
I know they want the black guys to stop, but this screen's terrible. This is just all dark.
You're making him sound like the biggest fucking...
He's not
loony. He's not bad, but he still articulates well, even after a few drinks.
Alcoholic.
Yeah.
Have you seen his Instagram?
What drinks? Yeah, I know.
It is just booze.
Maybe he would be a good Bond.
He's the Willy Wonka of alcohol.
There is no life I know that compares to this bottle of JD.
This bottle of Jack Daniels.
I love when every time Cody leaves, yeah, gets in whistle. The tunnel. Because this bottle will keep on going. My drink is not slowing.
While recording with Z is not showing. I will not record a Throwback Tuesday on the morning.
Oh, Annabelle's won the golden ticket. He won't let her in the factory.
That's right. Doesn't she get to hear you record and see?
You won nothing.
It's right there, plain and simple. Good day to you, P-1.
And the walking up. This is the great Wonka hallway. It can go up, please.
Sideways.
It's just
movies, Paul Street.
It's just animal. I hope you like this hallway because I'm giving it to you. I'm cracking onto you.
Lickable panties. Lick them away. Hang on. It's not chocolate.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries. The Night of the Living Dead looks like Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah. Was it Mike TV? Chad TV. You beamed a Night of the Living Dead song. What a horrible place. How the hell did we get from Return of the Jedi?
Oh, I don't know.
Sorry, Cody, but you better do the show. Otherwise, you're going
to
pop this forever.
Yeah. Please go back to your golden goose.
Oh, I could just see him walking out, tumbling over. Drunk.
Not in the Batman robe.
Nobody ever goes in. Nobody ever comes in.
Because he's too drunk. The Oompa Loompas would all be little Z's.
Oompa Loompa, come watch my film. It's a piece of shit. I will show it to
instead
you.
Instead of putting you clean up the river, they're making a movie.
Chav the green hair.
What would you give this? What would the critic give this movie? Doobity-doo.
P1 could be, what's it, Clogsworth?
Clogsworth? Slugsworth. He's ruining my sight.
I need his latest script.
Take it from me. I need his bottle of booze. Stop him being an alcoholic. It's ruining everything.
You know, they actually wanted us to do a drunk show for news or something.
No. I've heard your drunk show. Yeah, that one. I heard that the worst Z show is better than that. I'm telling you that.
If people haven't, it was the old Dragon Ball Fantasy show.
Dear,
I started
talking,
and by the end, I couldn't even speak.
You had to be removed. It was like Superman drunk. Get out of here! What do you want?
But then I went so quiet because I just couldn't talk.
I think Superman acted like that after seeing the new trailer.
Oh, get out of here! I don't want to be in this!
Return of the Jedi, yeah. there's something very prime, but why it's lasted. I tell you why it's lasted. The themes that are being dealt with are really primal themes that are you always say best, Talia Shire said on The Making of Rocky, we are all wired to understand myth, even if, you know, you've never heard the stories or whatever. And Star Wars works that way. We all know the basic story, but the clever thing that he did, and I still believe the reason why Star Wars has lasted so long, is because he twisted the story around and gave it something almost Freudian to it, like the relationship between Luke and Vader, where you really cared.
Star Wars, especially with the originals, are broken up always in three acts.
Mm.
With Return of the Jedi, you've got the whole battle with Jabba and Tatooine,
the
whole Endor saga, and then the battle at the end.
Yeah, which Endor. is always about, when people complain about the Ewoks and that, I get it, but in some
degree... They're kind of a minor thing.
I think people have missed the point of the movie.
Yeah.
When someone says that to me, I'm like, yeah, they suck, but you know, so did the fucking slug creature in Empire. Like,
but when you go
it's
to,
a okay, minor aspect.
But when you go to Phantom Menace, you have Naboo.
Yeah.
Okay, the very start of stuff and the whole water sequence, which almost counts as separate. Then you've got the whole Tatooine, the race on Tatooine.
then you got the Senate and all the boring shit, and then you got the ending. So it was like five scenarios.
I think
which
Phantom,
is just too much.
I mean, Phantom Menace was just, there were too many tools.
Yeah.
By then there were too many tools, not enough screen.
But going back to New Hope, you have the whole start on Tatooine.
Yeah.
Right? They met up with Han.
The Death Star.
Death Star, yeah, and battle.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
it. Three yeah. again. Empire, same deal. Hoth. Yeah.
Dagobah,
along with
the chase and the asteroids,
which Bespiot, and then the ending.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
it. So it's three scenarios. That's all it is, and that's what
also,
works.
Yeah,
and it
but
makes
also,
it interesting.
I mean, people love the characters. Like this, some the reason Indiana Jones works because the characters are charming.
Like people like, just Boba Fett. Why do people love him? He doesn't do anything. I don't get it either. But he's just cool.
I'll tell you why he's popular. Because he's based on the Man with No Name.
Yeah, Clint Eastwood.
He's based on exactly the same thing. But the difference being the Man with No Name does stuff. But also, don't forget, I mean, there's a whole lot of stories about Boba Fett.
Well, I can't wait to
but
see a solo movie with him.
It's also the movement.
Yeah.
The movement of the character is a very visual, so again, a mythic thing. He's like the fucking samurai. Sort of thing. But I do understand the criticism that he doesn't do that much. But your whole take on that. I mean, what's the resolution between Luke and Vader? I mean, what do you like and dislike about it?
There's nothing to dislike.
Yeah, that's just
except for the no part added. But it's the story of father and son.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's just it. I mean, there's so many primal themes going
on.
Comes
down to, like, which side will Anakin/Vader, will he let the sacrifice of his own family bloodline be destroyed because of some evil fucking old bastard like Donald Trump?
I mean, it's just a beautiful movie. No, I mean, look, it got me in a movie. So I'm so biased towards it.
Oh, look, we're not...
And I can see... I think Harrison's not as good in this as he is in the first two. Because I think he's... I mean, don't forget he had done Raiders by... He had one fucking huge 3 years. I mean, he had Empire, Raiders, Blade Runner. So to come back to something, and he wasn't that sure. I mean, the funny part is him...
He wanted to
doing
die.
A complete,
he wanted to be killed off.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a complete turnaround with his attitude towards the franchise in the last year. But, I love the movie. I think... Jedi's just got a lot going.
So I like Carrie Fisher's response to the whole thing.
What?
Yeah. Are you excited about coming back? Yeah. Would you have done this? Yeah. He's like, I'm an actress past my 50s. I will do anything.
She's great. She's been really funny.
That interview was hilarious with her. She's but, got like the fucking dog and shit.
I mean, at the same time, I mean, people talking about, you know, he took risks in Empire. It was a huge risk in this one to turn Vader good at the end. I mean, that could have really fucking blown
when you get people going, Vader was white underneath. That's a bit racist. Like, come on, what do you expect? His son's fucking white.
I don't know how he turned British, but that's all right. You hang around the Emperor a fair bit.
Yeah, a lot of people say they hate the replacement of Hayden Christensen at the end. I don't like Sebastian Shaw being there either. He's too old.
Yeah, I get the logic between it. I just wish it had been executed a bit better. Mm. That's all. I think Hayden just looks too creepy. And I do understand the logic of, well, if it isn't broken, don't fix it. I do get that.
I get why he tried to do it. It's trying to link the whole saga together that Anakin's now back.
Yeah.
And it's not like, who's this old fuck?
Yeah.
Because if kids saw it from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, who the hell's that?
When I first saw it, I remember I thought it was Uncle Owen. I did. I remember. He does look like him. Don't you reckon?
By the way, I was a Jedi all along. You bastard.
Luke!
Remember here, Dad! But yeah, there's not, honestly, there's not, I mean, yeah, we are biased.
You can spend time with your friends after the party's done. Yeah, we're totally biased, totally. I mean, some of the dialogue in this probably isn't as good as the first two, maybe.
Oh,
some of it.
Pick your top five favorite things from Return of the Jedi.
My number five would be Jabba the Hutt, because I think that creation, he looks real.
Yeah,
like, he acts real. He looks, you don't think. It's a good argument against CG, I suppose. But you don't think, oh, my God, that's a puppet. You think, it's Jabba the Hutt.
It's real.
Number two. Number five. Number four would be the...
Nine-Numb.
I suppose the space battle.
Yeah, Nine-Numb.
Yeah, Nine-Numb. That includes Admiral Ackbar. What do you think about
Admiral Ackbar? Oh, yes. You got a man quoted in memes everywhere saying, it's a trap. That's it.
Yeah, and he's a fish. He's from a planet called Calamari. It's ridiculous.
It's come out of nowhere, too. It's not like, it's a trap. Ah, it's hilarious. It's like out of nowhere, just recently.
Yeah.
That one quote.
Yeah, everywhere. I know. Everywhere.
There's a Ghostbusters shirt
with
oh,
the
yeah,
pipe bar,
it's great,
holding the trap going. Yeah. It's a trap. No, he's not even saying it. I think he's just pointing at it.
That's right.
Like, fuck.
And then, well, the proper Victorian era one with it.
It's elaborate rules.
Yeah, the space bar. I still think the effects in that scene when they go in the Death Star.
Yeah, great.
It fucking looks. I mean, it's nearly, what is that, 30? How old am I? It's been 33 years since that movie was done. And those effects still look real. Like, it looks fucking... when they go into the
models.
Death Star. Yeah, mate.
I always argue with people about models versus CG.
Maybe, maybe.
That's just the old school on me.
Where were we? No, okay.
Number three.
Number three. Was it battles?
Music.
Number three, the growing of Luke and particularly Leia as a character and Chewie actually being... You know, being useful for a change in this one.
Always thinking with your stomach.
Yeah, but he helps win the battle. I mean,
just like Cody Williams, always thinking of your liver.
I suppose number two would be the Emperor because the whole concept of the Emperor, it's cool that he's just this ordinary old guy. You think that's all he is until the end.
Yeah,
and he's just an evil. But number one would have to be the relationship. And redemption between Anakin and Luke.
Yeah.
Like, one of my favorite endings. Like, it's nearly as good as the ending of Night of the Living Dead. Get in there.
Put it this way, Cody. Vader / Anakin sacrificed his own life to save his son, yet you won't record a show. Z.
How does that make you feel? Hayden Christensen got you covered.
Has more courage than you.
Yeah. George Lucas. Knows. No.
He added the no. That's courage.
But yeah, it's real courage. Or against shaved Sebastian Shaw's eyebrows up. I'm not sure what the point of that was. I'm still
off.
Not sure.
Because Anakin lost his eyebrows. He lost his hair.
Oh, right. Okay. Some things I still don't really... Like the band in Jabba's Palace, I don't really get the point of it. Like, the changing. I get, oh, look, it's a CG creature, but...
I think because
it stops
band,
the movie.
The band looked fucking...
Okay, one... Terrible. My favorite change in all of style... The
is
fucking...
That door, kid?
No. Oh, what the hell is it? Jabba needs a bigger door!
People haven't seen it. The DVD, the normal, this big-sized fucking door on the Blu-ray... It's expanded. The door is huge of Jabba's Palace. It's like, why?
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
Why? I don't know why. Why? Considering, like, it's like Josh said, because we watched it last night. It's like, he's kept some of the matting and all that. Why did Jabba need a door? Like, bigger door.
I don't get it.
What was I talking about? I can't remember.
Which one of your favorite? The door got distracted.
No, my favorite change. The music change at the end of Return of the Jedi.
Oh,
that's my favorite. I don't care. I don't care. I celebrate the love.
Yeah.
I hated the lyrics to it. I don't mind the Ewoks. It
sounded like a holiday
singing,
special,
but it's too much of a musical. The Star Wars, like I can put up with Jabba's Palace thing because he's got a band and all that. The Ewoks are not a band.
So, they're playing the drums of the troops.
To me, it wasn't a dignified ending. Yeah. It was just. Like it's not like it didn't like. I mean, I put up with it for fucking how long? But yeah. I never was really that. That to me is one of the more childish things of Jedi. It's like the fact that the Ewoks would be sick and la la la. But I understand also why people loved it because they grew up on it and probably think he shouldn't go near it. But just my opinion, I like the new.
In which other words, you're wrong. Everyone else.
Yeah.
It's called an opinion. You're entitled to it.
But did we want to do this trivia thing?
All right, people. Now for special event. We are doing a Star Wars trivia show with you versus me versus our old man who got us into this shit. So let's go and have a bit of fun. All right, people, now welcome to a special part of the show where we're doing the ultimate, that's recording, at least I hope it is, the ultimate Star Wars quiz where we are going to go for, like the movie, three generations. We have the old,
that's me,
posted, I don't know, you pour it over there, who actually grew up and watched the original films in the fucking cinema. Then we have your generation.
I grew up with the holiday special and the Ewok movies.
I guess that makes mine the special, well, the special edition, the fucking prequel bullshit. But yeah, we've got a challenge here today. You stop pouring over the old bag. We actually have here, we get 10 questions, well, it's 10 cards with, it's what, 2 questions on each card. But we're not going to do them. It's going to be, you can actually pick which question. So My dad will be challenging Luke, and then Luke will be challenging me. And whoever wins gets mutual respect. By the way, this is actually a trivia box, so this is not made-up quiz. These are questions pre-made, so we're not fucking cheating here. And the box was just open, so no one knows where the answers are. No one knows what the questions are. We expect Luke to shit this in.
No. Oh, yes.
I don't know much.
You don't know much. I am bullshit. Kick off with the first question of the Star Wars Trivia Saga Edition, whatever you want to call it.
All right, Luke.
Skywalker.
How long can space slugs grow?
What? Give me the options.
A, up to 900 meters. B, up to 500 meters. C, up to 2,000 meters. And D, up to 100 meters.
C.
It's up to 900 meters. That was A.
What? No, it couldn't be that long. Because they fly out of the cave.
You can't argue that.
Alright, now, Luke is now questioning me. Alright, this will be hard.
Who used an EE-3 blaster rifle? Bosk, Zuckus, Forlom, or Boba Fett?
Let's go with just Boba Fett.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Have to be. Alright, now, I'm going to have to borrow the mic off you. Alright. speaking of size question, how tall is an AT-ATS attack walker? A. 10.5 meters, B, 15.5 meters, C, 20.5 meters, D, 30.5 meters, or E, none of them exist because it's fake.
B.
Fucking lucky guess. Complete horseshit.
15 meters, I was just thinking of the scale.
15.5 meters. All right, so that's 1-1. God, you're blind.
I told you I don't know anything about this show. I know more about Twilight.
Oh, is it my go?
All right. Here we go. What creature anchors itself deep into the caverns with tendrils and digests the rock and stone surrounding it?
Well, give me options.
Yeah, hang on, I'll tell you what they are. One, a Minoc.
No.
A, that is. Yeah. B, a dragon snake. C, a Duracrete slug. And D, a giant space slug.
Jesus
Christ.
What was the second option? What was number B?
The second one was A is a Minoc.
No, it's not that.
B, a dragon snake. C, a Duracrete slug. And D, a giant space slug.
Go D.
You're correct.
Okay.
You're correct. I'd like
you're
to...
fucking guessing. You're quizzing me now.
Oh, I've been waiting to read this one.
Who manufactured the KDYV divided by 150 Planet Defender?
What?
Who manufactured the KDYV? Remember this in the movie?
No.
V divided by 150 Planet Defender. Is it A, Golan Arms? B, Soro Sub?
Oh, fuck. I'm missing even Star Wars question.
C, Kuat Drive Yards? Or D, Industrial Automation?
Oh, fuck it, I'll go B. I don't even know what the answer was.
No, that was Soro Sub, but it's actually Kuat Drive Yard.
Oh,
remember them?
I remember them. How dare I forget about that guy?
They actually built the Star Destroyers.
Fucking Jesus.
All right. Now, to quiz the old man. What did the Rebel Alliance use on the Hoth to allow its transport to escape the Imperial blockade? A, cloaking device. B, plasma cannon. C, an ion cannon, or D, a thermal turret blaster, whatever the fuck.
B,
plasma cannon. What?
Plasma cannon.
No.
Ion.
Oh, it's a cannon! Too late. Too late. An ion cannon. So we're all 1-1. As you can see here, we all know a lot about Star Wars.
Righto, Luke.
Mm-hmm.
What, according to C-3PO, were the odds of successfully navigating an asteroid field? A, 4,890 to 1, B, 8,970 to 1, C, 3,720 to 1, or D, 725 to 1.
All right, say the options again.
Jesus. A, 4,890 to 1, B, 8,970 to 1, C, 3,720 to 1.
C.
Hey?
C.
C, right.
Never told me the answer. Fuck you. You're already chuckling. It's a hard question.
What was the name given to the Imperial program that attempted to build droid warriors to crush the rebellion but resulted in IG-88? Project Starscream? I think that just... That's not even... Michael Bay did. Gurdon's Folly? B. C. Project Flut Droid? Or D. LaRusse's Folly? Good luck.
Does anyone actually know the answer?
No one. In fact, I don't even know. What was the name given to the Imperial program that attempted to build... Are you sure we haven't picked the hard pile? What was the name given to the Imperial program that attempted to build droid warriors to crush the rebellion, but instead resulted in the... I'll give you what IG-88
is. I don't know what IG-88 is, but my God, he's in it for one scene.
Project Starscream. Gurdon's Folly, which is B. C. Project Flut Droid. Or D. LaRusse's Folly.
Lorenzo's Oil.
I'll go just rant C. Pure.
Yep. Oh, thank God.
Yeah, it's too hard. I reckon you picked the hard fish.
Both these questions are fucking hard. So, this is to Dad. So, do you want the hard one or the really hard one?
I want the easy one.
All right. Which protocol droid worked on the Rebel base in Echo at the Rebel Alliance in the Echo base? A. C-3PRX. B. R-3PO. C. K-3PO. Or D. N-3PO. That's the easier one.
C.
Yes. So it's 2-2. All
right. There you go.
Now back to Luke.
Right, Luke.
All right.
Here we go. This is really easy.
Yeah, right.
What was the name given to the Imperial program that attempted to crush... that attempted to build droid warriors to crush the rebellion but resulted in IG-88?
We asked this, didn't we?
Oh, you did, yeah.
That can't be asked.
All right. I can't ask the other ones. What information did Luke Skywalker obtain about Dagobah before he landed? A. Technology. B. Cities. C. No life forms. D. Massive life forms.
Massive life form. Yep, because he wasn't getting cities or technology. Alright,
don't be a bastard.
Who manufactured 2-1-B?
You're a fucking asshole.
Who the fuck is 2-1-B? I think that's the droid in Jabba's palace.
You think it...
No, that's EVD-9.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
2-1-B is the medical droid. A is Gentech. B, Gentech Industrial Automation. C, Industrial Automation.
It's the same thing!
D, Gentech Ackroyd.
Gotta go Ackroyd just for the sake of Ackroyd.
No, B, Gentech Industrial Automation.
Oh, well,
obviously.
Of course.
Okay.
Who... I'm not even asking this. I don't think I can give you the option to get this question. Whose head was put on backwards when being reassembled?
Three people.
Yeah. Gee, hard one. Shit, him again.
Where was Slave One docked at Cloud City? The north platform, the east platform, the south platform, or the west platform?
Do you want me to reenact?
No.
It's still just the same. At the east.
All right, yeah.
Platform.
All right. So I thought you weren't going to get that.
Oh, come on. Lando Calrissian, how can I get that one? So, three.
Three.
How far above Bespin's core does Cloud City hover?
Fuck Cloud City!
Two, A, 200,000 kilometres. B, 39,000 kilometres.
When you ever hear this?
C, 59,000 kilometres. Or D, 82,000 kilometres.
Fuck it, C, I don't...
Yeah, see. Oh. Fucking Star Wars nerd.
Because the top one is one of those ridiculous ones that no one would get anyway. What did Echo Station 3 T8 report that they had spotted? Imperial walkers? A meteorite? A probe droid? A Wampa?
Imperial walkers?
Yes.
Alright, okay, whatever ones. Okay, here we go. What bounty hunter flew... Hounds 2. A. A score.
I didn't know there was ship.
A score. B Zuckus.
Tyrion.
C Bosk. Or D Boba Fett.
Well, 1D. That's my answer. Okay, what is it? A hound's tooth?
The hound's tooth.
There's not even there's not even dogs in Star Wars.
Score,
I don't get it.
Zuckus Bosk.
Yeah, definitely not Boba Fett. So Zuckus.
Zuckus Bosk.
Yeah.
Score.
Or who?
Score.
I don't even know who that is.
I know the other two.
I'll go Bosk.
You're right.
I mean, because I reckon they're making one of them up. Score, isn't that in Mary Poppins?
Got a hell of a nose on the top.
So this will be a last round, people. I've no idea what the score is, so this is Luke's last question.
All right. Some of these, no one would know.
Not one person
would know.
What did Yoda tell Luke Skywalker about his weapons when Luke was going into the cave?
Nice weapon.
Do you want me to give you the choices or you'll get it anyway?
Well, give them to me, just I want to hear them.
Your weapons with you, take them. Take only what you need. No good will your weapons serve. Or D, your weapons, you will not need them.
D. Yeah. Oh, did I win?
Is it making five?
I think the recording actually stopped about maybe a minute ago, so I don't know what it probably didn't pick up that this is our last round. All right, this is the last question.
Misty, you can help me.
I don't know if they would have heard that on the mic, but I just dropped me guts. One appropriate question. What does Cloud City extract from its lower atmosphere in its hostile planet? Tiberian gas? Noiral gas? Tuscanan gas? Or Melovic gas? That's Tiberian. Tibanian. Tibana gas. Why would you pronounce that last one? John Malkovich?
Millivillic gas. Milli Vanilli's gas. Millivillic.
Yeah, Norella gas. Okay, A.
Say the top one. Tibian gas?
Tibana.
Tibana gas.
What's that in the movie?
Norella gas.
Yeah, a turducken.
Gas. Or John Malkovich gas.
Terrence Malick gas. A.
Yeah, only because you said what the fucking thing.
No.
He just said it was in the movie.
Did he?
Yeah.
I wasn't listening. I was trying to work out how he's pronouncing that shit.
Well, I guess that's it.
Who won the bus?
I don't know, because we have to listen back.
Who won? I think P1 knows. What? He knows more about Star Wars than
he. I reckon Chad won, because he knows he's a big fan of it.
So, should we say how much we think it's going to make next week?
Oh. So you're speaking of the old man. He's watching all of them, knew all of them, seen them all. What's your opinion about The Force Awakens?
I think Force Awakens will break Avatar's box office.
Oh, jeez.
I think it'll make 80 million.
Yeah, that's opening hour. Yeah,
80 million. More downloads for the bloody trailer. We'll see. I hope it's big, but I hope more importantly it gets a new generation into it. That's what I have.
Timmy's already in his text. Here's Cody.
What
would your people... obviously, you've watched the originals.
Yeah.
You saw all... You're the only dickhead here who saw all the movies at the original screenings.
I did too.
You don't count.
She did, but she's not a fan. I reckon it'll beat Avatar box office overall. And I think it will completely blow away anything in terms of its first weekend.
He's, of course, people talking about The Night of the Living Dead, Z's remake. Wonderful movie. I reckon... Okay, what are your opening weekend box office? And be realistic. Don't be pessimistic.
I don't know, because no one... Look, the top record... The top record for a weekend in December
just
is 85 million. So I think anything above 150 million is a hit. In fact, I think anything above 150 million is a massive. It triple, like, doubles the previous
record.
It'll do
250 million the first weekend.
It has a lot of money. We'll see. I'm trying to keep it all in at the moment. I'm trying to keep my nerves about me.
Well, with that said, are we going to end this shit?
I don't want anyone to fucking talk during this movie. That's what I want. In fact, if anyone talks, we'll say this to them.